Tomorrow's the start of a three-day festival of steam and heritage and rail, of course. It's 150 years celebrating rail in Tasmania. But, of course, this year is a little bit different with the event, as we know. We're asking people to book online. How that's been going?
Very well, yeah. We've covered our expenses for the weekend and, people are certainly coming in very strong, buying tickets online and via our phone system.
So you're limited to 5,000 people per day, and how far are you into that? Are you still comfortably going? What I'm getting at is there's still tickets available on all 3 days, I guess?
Yeah, still tickets available on all 3 days. I believe Saturday is particularly strong. Sunday is always a very big day up here. Monday, of course, is a little bit quieter.
Of course, this has been brought on by the pandemic and having to have a COVID-safe event and all those sorts of things, but that's one of the things that you've moved into this year is online ticketing. But the other thing that's to do with digital technology that you're also doing this year is actually live streaming.
Yes, so, Martin, we've recognised that the rest of the world has been starved of steam for the last year. There's been no major rallies, particularly in England, and we thought it was a good opportunity to market Tasmania and market the Steamfest. So we're live streaming with a number of cameras and a number of people going around doing some behind-the-scenes interviews, which should be very interesting for those that have a love of steam-era equipment.
That's great, isn't it? You mentioned England because they're pretty keen on steam over there, aren't they?
Oh, extremely keen. I was lucky enough to go to their Great Dorset Steam Fair in 2018. They had 500 steam engines,
goodness,
size one, in the paddock for their 50th anniversary event. That was just huge.
Yeah, it would have been to fit 500 steam engines in there.
They had 200,000 people going,
goodness
to
me,
the event in 4 days. That's the size that their interest is in England.
Okay, well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people tuning in to have a look at that. And for people locally that aren't going for whatever reason, if they can't go, they've got something else on, maybe they can live stream locally as well. They can log on and have a look.
Oh, absolutely. It is one of the benefits of live streaming it. If people are wondering what we're doing at Sheffield with Steamfest, jump on our Facebook page, Steamfest Tasmania, or our website, steamfesttasmania.org.au.
How is everything else going? As we know, it's been different this year. You've needed a lot more volunteers, and there'll be plenty of reminders, I guess, throughout the weekend for people to be COVID safe. But here we are, less than 24 hours away. How's it all stacking up for you?
Very impressed with how the team has performed pulling the event together. The grounds have been transformed, 7 hectares of ground covered with exhibits, working board team, the light horse doing demonstrations, of course the steam equipment operating, 14 full-size traction engines and steam rollers. Our little Krauss locomotive will be pulling passengers through, as will a number of miniature locomotives on our miniature track as well.
And this year is also the 75th anniversary of Ferguson tractors. We can't call them Massey Ferguson. I think that came later. The tractor aficionados would jump on top of us if we said that.
Yeah, I suspect that Ferguson's joined with Massey's a few years after the initial Grey Fergie, yes.
Yeah, and so there's it's always been tractors at Steamfest. Obviously, with the 75th anniversary of Ferguson, is there more this year?
There is. I believe we've got the oldest Ferguson tractor in Tassie as well as the youngest, which is quite a huge Massey Ferguson tractor. I haven't actually spotted it on the ground, but I'm sure if I walk out of the Dulverton station, I'll see it. Yeah, it is quite a large tractor.
Yeah, and I mean, Steamfest is what the event's called, but it's more than just steam too, isn't there? As we mentioned, there's Ferguson tractors, there's light horses, bullocks, there's all sorts of things going on. And one of the things I've noticed before up there is there's lots of buildings, and I've actually said to people, if the door's open, go in. It's an invitation to go in and have a look. You never know what you might find inside.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're lucky enough to be developing a site on council land up here, and we're slowly covering it with buildings. It's, as I mentioned, I'm standing in the Dulverton station at the moment, which was the latest addition to the buildings on site. We've built an island platform as part of our railway system, the site is certainly filling.
Terrific. Chris, good luck with it throughout the weekend. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success, and congratulations to you and all the team that have had to work under fairly different circumstances this year. I'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from 8 till 12, so I'll see you in the morning, but thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Martin. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.